name's Caroline Fry. I am the Advocacy and Media Manager with Colorado Common Cause. We are a nonpartisan, nonprofit organization. Common Cause has actually been around since the 70s. We fight to protect voting rights and fight to get big money out of politics and also ensure an accountable and transparent and ethical government.
Could you tell us a little bit about ALEC?
ALEC stands for the American Legislative Exchange Council. It is registered as a 501c3 nonprofit organization, even though it is essentially a very secretive, shadowy lobbying organization that brings together state legislatures from all around the country into the same room with corporate lobbyists from some of the biggest companies in the world. And behind closed doors, they craft and vote on model legislation that the state legislatures can then take home to their states and introduce and possibly pass into law. Basically, it's a way for big business to assert their interests, whereas the actual constituents that these elected leaders are supposed to be representing are not being represented.
And Common Cause very recently came out with a report that kind of picks apart a few pieces of legislature and compares it to the writing that ALEC had done and shows that a lot of this language comes directly from ALEC and then is just copied into legislature. Could you give a few examples of how this may have affected Colorado?
Yeah. So actually in the report that we published a couple of days ago, which basically picks apart ALEC's influence going back to 1981 is the first instance that we have. So Colorado passed legislation based on an ALEC model bill that prohibited any acts that would make agricultural operations more difficult. Then in 85, we passed a bill that made it illegal to interfere with the operations of oil and gas companies. Going through enacting TABOR in 1992, TABOR being the Taxpayer Bill of Rights, which ALEC has used TABOR in Colorado as a model that they're trying to push in state legislatures around the country. And then as recently as 2016, Colorado preempted local bans on mining with toxic chemicals, and that was directly linked to ALEC as well.
And it just so happens that they're meeting in Denver right now, right?
Yeah, right now. I was just there. We marched from the Colorado State Capitol to the Hyatt Regency in downtown Denver, which is where they're holding their meeting.
Were there people from all across the board protesting out on the street?
It was primarily public education folks. ALEC has a long history with trying to defund public education and supporting private schools and school vouchers. Some of the speakers that ALEC is having this week include the Secretary of Education, Betsy DeVos. So part of the rally was specifically calling for DeVos to step down. But then there were also people for workers' rights, labor unions were out, and then people, you know, who just had homemade signs that it was kind of apparent that they weren't with, you know, any organization. They were just there as Coloradans who were worried about the influence of ALEC and our political system and special interests in our political system, which is pretty much what it boils down to.
For listeners who are interested in getting engaged, what's the first step?
So you can visit alecindenver.com and you can read the report Common Cause produced, which highlights the influence of ALEC in the Colorado legislature. As I said, our mission is to ensure that our elected officials are representing our interests, and our interests being the people's interests as opposed to special corporate interests. So if that is something that you're interested in and something that's near and dear to your heart the way that it is to mine, go to ColoradoCommonCause.org and get involved with us.
Thank you so much, Caroline Fry, and good luck out there. Stay safe.
Thank you. Have a good rest of your day.